3.2. Neuroplasticity and habit formation. Neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to change, is quite a modern concept and is known to the general public by various popular books. But here I would like to summarize its influence on habit and behavioral change because it provides an understanding of the brain's adaptive capacity, which is at the core of habit formation. Neuroplasticity also offers a variety of lens effects on habit formation and maintenance and highlights the importance of focus and attentive practice for habit change to take place. The most common version of neuroplasticity is the process that goes deep into the inner workings to create a new habit, the axonal transport, the strengthening of neuronal pathways, etc. Musicians like this deep practice and attentive practice, representing brain summary built in the context of specialized expertise, are the starting point of new habit formation for any person considering how to change their experiences. So, is this neuroplasticity sway only impressive or will it also have a proper influence on behavior change? Rather, it shows why humility and perseverance in creating habits are important. We don't have confident commitments on the idea that you can form a brand new habit. You can use the rest of the ideas in this book to reduce the habit-breaking approach. Neuroplastic change happens from early childhood to earliest years, but to a meek extent in a lifetime. This means that as we get older, the brain adapts to durability by atrophying and its neural infrastructure is hardwired. Of course, in reality, a generation of neuroscientists has displaced this essential prevision that as people get older, you can only drop soft marks in friendships,